Whether it was fake or not, the recent Blue Origin NS-31 launch was one of the most common occult rituals practiced for public consumption. All rockets are phallic, but this one is much more apparent than most. After the phallic rocket probes the womb of space, the women on board are euphoric and elated. And after the egg-like capsule crashes to Earth, which can also be seen as a sperm fertilizing an egg, the occupants emerge transformed, reborn. This sexual symbolism is common. It is why we see so many obelisks and domes erected across the world. Breeding is a very big part of this human farm, and symbolizing the sexual act of reproduction can be seen throughout all of recorded time, including most of America's rocket history. Rockets and rituals have gone together for a long time. The father of modern rocketry, Jack Parsons, was a protege of Aleister Crowley and was known for being obsessed with magical rituals, most famously the Babylon Working Ritual. Documented in 1945 and 1946, was a ritual that Jack Parsons performed with the help of Scientology founder L. Ron Hubbard. Jack Parsons died in an explosion in his home laboratory in 1952, so he was not alive to see NASA's Apollo missions, but he would have appreciated the ritual significance of the Apollo 11 moon landing being on July 20th. The occult philosophy of Aleister Crowley, which Jack Parsons practiced, relied heavily on ancient Egyptian mythology, as did the Freemasons. And in ancient Egypt, this time of year was marked by the celebration Sopdet. It signaled the start of the new year and was linked to themes of Osiris, the god of death and rebirth, who was represented by Orion. Every year around July 20th, the heliacal rising of Sirius occurs, and in the pre-dawn sky, Orion can be seen right next to Sirius. These are the dog days of summer, named after the dog star Sirius, and it is the season of celebration for Bohemian Grove. This time of year was so important to the ancient Egyptians, it was memorialized in the alignment of the three pyramids on the Giza Plateau. Officially, the first moon landing took place on July 20th, and before stepping onto the moon, Buzz Aldrin conducted a private communion ceremony, a Masonic ritual akin to the Egyptian rites of Osiris. The Viking 1 was originally scheduled to land on Mars on July 4th, 1976, America's bicentennial, but ended up landing 16 days later on July 20th. Osirian symbolism is woven into the patches of NASA's most iconic missions. NASA, which has become known as Never a Straight Answer for its infamous history of deception, has been accused by many of faking the Apollo moon missions. And with the recent disclosures of exotic propulsion technologies, the archaic rocket seems to best satisfy the purposes of dramatic sexual occult rituals presented to the public. The recent Blue Origin rocket launch was not on July 20th, but it was during the time of another deity tied to death, rebirth, and renewal. Ishtar, goddess of ancient Babylon. Worship of Ishtar involved sex magic, which was practiced during the Babylonian New Year festival, Akitu, celebrated in March and April when the world is reborn in the spring. The apparent sexual symbolism and the all-female crew acting out a dramatic transformation are definitely the hallmarks of earthbound occult rituals. They use sympathetic and psychological magic to shape the consciousness of the human masses. The fakeness of it all only gives it more attention, which these rituals require. And as humanity is herded into the brave new age of Aquarius, the old will be exposed and destroyed to make way for the new. Greg Reese reporting. The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers. Subscribe today and support my work at gregreese.substack.com.